Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Yesterday, we started talking about how it's time for you to do something you've never done. And if what you're doing is not working, then it's time to do something else. We're going to finish this teaching today with action steps to do things you've never done before. But first, a brief review. Albert Einstein once said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." Back in the 1930s, William Danforth of the Nestle Purina Fortune. He wrote an amazing little book called I Dare You. And by the way, that book's on the list of the Christian Science Monitor top 10 self-help books of all time. When it comes to doing something you've never done, seven dares just came to mind. I dare you to dream. I dare you to color outside the lines. I dare you to explore previously unknown opportunities. I dare you to think outside the box. I dare you to shake up your routine. I dare you to take a risk. I dare you to believe that you can achieve. When we're doing something we've never done, moving to uncharted waters or tackling adversity, there are certain things we must do. And here's the review. Number one, start praising the Lord.
Psalm 22, verse 3 says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel."
Praise him for who he is, for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do for you and those you love. Number two, think beyond your imagination. Henry Ward Beecher, the renowned pastor, once said, "The soul without imagination, it's what an observatory would be without a telescope." There are only two ways you can see something. First, with the natural eye. Second, with your imagination. The word imagination is defined in Merriam-Webster Intercollegiate Dictionary as the power of forming a mental image of something not present to the senses or never before wholly perceived in reality. Our imagination is the first thing that allows us to see the future before it happens. The way to gain more understanding and insight is through using our imagination.
And in Ephesians 1, verse 18 in the Living Bible, it says, "I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can see something of the future he has called you to share. I want you to realize that God has been made rich because we, who are Christ, have been given to him."
The New English Bible says, "inward eyes." Jerusalem Bible says, "eyes of your mind." So the question is, how do you see something of the future? It's through your imagination. Now, as we said yesterday, imagination can be used for good or evil. And it depends on whose voice you're listening to. Albert Einstein also said once, "Logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere." Number three, organize your efforts. If you want to experience increase in your life, then you need a plan and an organization. The organizer that you have, and you need to have one, should include things like your appointments, your errands, your daily tasks. We suggest you check your goals at least twice a day. Once in the morning before you begin your day, and just before bed each night so you can review your progress. If you think beyond your imagination without the ability to retrieve that information, then you'll just be spinning your wheels, and the last thing that you'll ever experience is increase. Jim Rohn, the motivational speaker and author, once said, "If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they've planned for you? Not much. Think about that. Fourth, dare yourself to do something you've never done. Now, see, this is important and require us to do some things differently, honey. For instance, instead of watching TV or surfing the internet, read a book.
That's right.
That's what we do.
Instead of yelling at family members or perhaps coworkers, coach them.
Exactly. Instead of taking an expensive vacation, enjoy a staycation. That's where you stay in your local area and explore everything there.
That's right. And instead of stressing about your week, plan ahead and make it work.
Hallelujah.
By plans, goals.
Instead of immediately reacting, take a step back, examine the situation.
Amen. And instead of texting, call. It saves time.
I like that. And also, just in terms of what you give and what you do.
That's right.
You know, instead of buying an expensive gift for a loved one, give experience or spend time together.
We did that with our kids.
We did. And I think my greatest gifts from our children were the ones they created, not the ones they bought.
That's true.
And baby girl once, you know, for a year, sent me a letter every day or an email.
That
was huge. Really blessed me. Really, I may make a book out of that.
And instead of sometimes at Christmas, instead of gifts, we went someplace.
That's exactly
right. Had a wonderful time together.
We did. Now let's pick up where we left off yesterday. If you want to do more than you've done, be more than you've been, then you'll need to take a risk if it lines up with the Word of God. See, God's Word tells us what to do. If we take a risk and fail to succeed, it tells us.
Proverbs 24, verse 16 in the New Living Translation. The godly man may trip 7 times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked.
We found, honey, that scripturally directed action.
That's right.
Even with a risk, produces successful results. Sometimes those results are immediate. Other times they're progressive as a result of the actions we've taken. We're going to give you 7 action steps to do something we've never done. For instance, taking action is your duty. Ezra 10:4, God's Word translation. Get up. It's your duty to take action. We're with you. So be strong and take action.
You know, you'll never be a spectator in the game of life if you know His will for your life. In Daniel 11, verse 32, in God's Word translation, it says, with flattery will He corrupt those who abandon the promise. But the people who know their God will be strong and take action.
Hallelujah. Number 3, we're to take action, not just talk about it. 1 John 3:18, God's Word translation. Dear children, we must show love through our actions that are sincere, not through empty words.
And number 4, we're to take action. God sees the actions we take. There we go. God sees the actions we take. Proverbs 5, verse 21 in God's Word translation. Each person's ways are clearly seen by the Lord, and He surveys all his actions.
Number 5, inspect what you expect from yourself. Galatians 6:4, God's Word translation says, each of you must examine your own actions. Then you can be proud of your own accomplishments without comparing yourselves to others.
Number 6, taking action is pleasing to God. In Philippians 2, verse 13, in God's Word translation, it says, it is God who produces in you the desires and actions that please Him.
And number 7, taking action brings rewards. 2 Chronicles 15:7 in God's Word translation. But you must remain strong and not become discouraged. Your actions will be rewarded. It's a great verse to personalize.
It's true.
But Paul must remain strong and not become discouraged. Paul's actions will be rewarded.
Jeremiah 17, verse 10 in God's Word translation. I, the Lord, search minds and test hearts. I will reward each person for what he has done. I will reward him for the results of his actions. That's another great one to personalize.
It is. For instance, I, the Lord, search minds and test hearts. I will reward Beverly, our friend up in D.C., Beverly for what she has done. I will reward Beverly for the results of her actions. Hallelujah. If you want to do something you've never done, there's seven questions you need to ask yourself every day. In fact, every morning, ask God to open your eyes and reveal the answer to these questions. Number one, what can I do today to learn something I didn't know yesterday?
Number two, what can I do today to increase my skill set?
Number three, what can I do today to renew my determination?
Number four, what can I do today to make a divine connection?
Number five, what can I do to keep my dreams of success in front of me?
And number six, what can I do today to improve on what I've been doing?
And most importantly, number seven, what can I do today to draw closer to you, Lord, and deeper into the revelation of your word?
Amen.
As we read these seven questions, and you heard them, you listened to them, maybe you should go back over today's call and write them down. May we suggest that as you go over these questions, and if you're wondering how you can possibly manifest the answers, we suggest a very careful reading of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 in the Living Bible.
And I'm telling you, you can do this in several translations and go over them. It's revelatory. And this is what it says. If you want favor with both God and man and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Honey, I've prayed over this in times. I went, Lord, how do I not, lean into my own understanding? How do I not trust in myself? It's that when we get ready to do things and we get ready to say things, you have to get in the habit of putting them in the Lord's hands.
That's right.
Lord, direct my effort.
That's exactly right.
Lord, lead me with my words.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you take control and I release it into your hands.
Hallelujah. We have to continue to trust God to provide the answers. What seems impossible to you is never impossible to him. With this kind of attitude, we'll always be able to do things we've never done before. We want to leave you with a quote found in the writings of Thomas Jefferson, who once said, if you want something you've never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done. Wow, that says it all. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says, sow a seed, ask God, what seed did have you put in the ground? Do what it says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.